What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Marisa's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and in a nice flowery shirt, Ted Johnson joins the fun.
How we doing?
Tremendous.
Ball.
Even though you were mean to me and told me I didn't have to be so loud and
pace
myself.
You're 2 feet from me and... It's already piercing my eardrum. I only have one
good
ear.
I was going to say, I thought you were deaf.
I am deaf in one ear, so I literally have one good ear left. Please do not blow out my eardrum.
When I talk normally to you.
Trying to knock out the other one, Andy? Come on.
No, when I talk normal to him in the airport, he doesn't acknowledge that I'm talking to him, so I thought I had to talk a little louder.
Oh, God.
Let's clean up a couple things before we get to the 3 points.
Sure, you're sitting on my right side when you're talking.
I am today. Maybe okay. You should turn the other side, then
I
won't hear me.
That took a little getting used to. I walked in to talk to you about something. You're just staring at your phone. I'm like, oh, I guess Ted doesn't like me that much.
Nope, I'm deaf. Can't hear you.
Just got to walk to the other shoulder and
yeah,
then you're fine.
There you go.
So it was the Always Sunny in Philly guy that was announced.
Rob McElhaney.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Apparently he also owns Wrexham with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
I've really never seen Welcome to Wrexham. It's a great series.
I have not.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Awesome show.
Okay, we don't need to shame me for having
limited
pop
culture. I'm just saying it's an awesome
knowledge.
I'm allowed to say it's an awesome show. It is.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, too, and clean up a call. Joe, our buddy's been waiting for a few minutes here. Joe in Melrose needs to be potted up by Stiz for his thought on the Patriots. What's up, Joe?
Hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to kill the Raiders. If you look at the personnel of the Raiders, they only have like Max Crosby on defense. The linebackers stink. The secondary stink. So you double Max Crosby, the Patriots offense should score a ton of points on them. Then in terms of the offense, I mean, Carlton Davis can cover Jacoby Myers one-on-one. I mean, the Raiders probably going to be in 12 personnel with Brock Bauer and Myers. But, I mean, I think the question I would have is can the Patriots stop the running game if the Raiders are in 12 personnel with Ashton Jeanty? But I think they can. And if the Patriots lose this game, they're probably looking at a 6-win or less season.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I definitely agree with the last part. I think this is a very important game for sort of how you're going to feel about where this season is going. That was a pretty good preview by Joe. He kind of broke things down quite a bit there. He's a little bit more... I guess I'd say optimistic, Fitzy, that the Patriots offense is just going to score a bunch of points and just everything will be fine. Like,
Their linebackers stink, their secondary stinks, and they don't have too many assets on defense for the Pats to worry about. I mean, we can probably just rerun Joe's preview and call it a day, guys.
I love it. Joe's got a blowout.
Six new guys on defense from last year. You got the old buddy, number 52, Landon Roberts, manning the middle of the Raiders defense.
Kidding. Yep. He's still kicking around.
He's still kicking around.
You know what he does? He runs through an MF-er. That's what he likes to do. He just wants to blow people up. He's a bit of a hardo. I had my battles with him. He didn't care for me.
Oh, did
well,
we
what
now?
Did you ask him about when he was a fullback? He loves talking about having to fill in for fullback.
No, he apparently on the radio when he was announced as captain, I said I didn't really see him as captain material. Yeah. Was surprise captain. And then 4 months later, after they made the playoffs, he's like, "Hey, you. Orange sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You the guy who said I shouldn't be a captain? Come over here." I was like, you held this grudge for four months?
Oh, man. The best ones do.
Good luck. Very Belichickian.
Come over here?
Very Belichickian.
Did you think you were going to get a finish him afterwards like it was Mortal Kombat?
I was a little worried with the aggression. I was a little worried, but I walked over. We had a conversation. It was sort of like me and Karabas. We just kind of both stated our points and agreed to disagree.
You know what's it's odd about that? I feel like even Belichick was asked about it, and he was almost a little surprised. He had a comment, an odd comment almost – that was reflective of his bewilderment that Landon Roberts was also named a captain.
Yes, and not to go too far
which was
astray.
Very strange, because I always felt that Bill was part of the selection committee.
Oh, a big part of. I feel like he was a huge part of the selection committee. But I just thought it was weird that he held the grudge for like 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't, if he had said like 2 days later in the locker room, whoa, you don't think I should be a captain? I think that's very normal.
The best grudge holders hold it for a long time, man.
And then they wait till they have the hammer.
Lurk in the grass.
Right? They wait till, oh, we made the playoffs, and I'm the captain of a playoff team. Who's a bad captain now? Anyway, it's 3 o'clock, time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're talking to third person in interviews, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Andy will lead us off and get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Andy Hart is ready.
Oh, boy. Go right ahead. Here's 60 seconds.
Oh, Andy Hart tries to be very passionate in his 3-point stances and have strong opinions. And today, that strong opinion has to do with the goaltender for your Boston Bruins. Roll it, Stiz.
Completely different human being. And I'm so grateful for that, the ups and downs of it all. Sitting here, Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot. And I'm really excited about that.
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot. I'll be the judge of that, because I don't care what Jeremy Swayman says. Andy Hart didn't like Jeremy Swayman last year when he was telling me how, I
went to economics class and I know how the CBA is going up and what my worth is,
and then got a massive contract and went out there and had a terrible season. So, Jeremy Swayman, I hope you're in a good place. Jeremy Swayman, I hope you're a new human being. And I hope this new human being is a good goalie, is in the center of the goal. That's where I hope you are. Andy Hart is hopeful that you're the goalie you're paid to be, but Andy Hart is doubtful that Jeremy Swayman is back as an elite goalie.
What's what are we missing here? What's with the Andy Hart references?
Jeremy
Andy
Swayman. Hart. Didn't Andy you hear Hart. Him talking to himself? Oh, Jeremy Swayman's in a great place. Jeremy Swayman, just say I. It's I. I'm in a great place now, Jeremy Swayman.
Wait, it says the guy that says little gullible Andy, little fat Andy, little
those
this.
Are given to me.
Those are I mean, you're basically nicknames referring to yourself in third person every
That's
time
a
you
great re- point.
Oh, shut up, Dan Ball.
Great spot.
Jeremy Swayman's in a great spot and a new human.
You spot it, you got it, I guess.
But yes, Jeremy Swayman was back at it yesterday. And I'm leaving out the part that I wanted to talk about last week and we never had a chance to get to, that they're having captains practices without captains.
Yes,
I don't know how that works. Must be chaos, right? People just run around doing whatever the hell they want because there's no captains to actually tell them what to do.
Who's the captain?
Well, they don't have one.
I know, but who's going to be the captain?
Hey, look at me. I'm the captain.
It's got to be Pasta, right?
Well, I think they should, and I don't like that. They're not comfortable
but
naming
they have
a
captains
captain.
And then they put the C and then they have an A, right?
Yeah, but you can just have the A's. They just had the A's the end of last year.
Okay.
You can just have a bunch of A's out there. Oh. That's what they have right now. And that is concerning to me. Not only because.
No C's, just a bunch of A's.
Just a bunch of A's. And it sounds weird when we talk like this,
a
but
little bit.
It also worries me, like, are they worried they can't make one of the A's a C? Like that. Why are you hesitant to do that? What's the problem there? Are they not good leaders? Is Pasta. Whatever. I don't know what the reasoning is, but. Slap a C on somebody and go to work.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if, does Pasta want to be it? And a lot of people probably don't think he should be. Does Charlie McAvoy, is he deserving of it? I mean, you can make arguments for both of those guys not being deserving of the captains.
So maybe swoop in and make Jeremy Swayman the captain.
There
nope,
you go.
Don't do
I
that.
Think Jeremy Swayman would love that.
I bet you Jeremy Swayman would agree.
You know what? Little gullible Jeremy would have
yeah.
would say
little,
yes.
Little fat Jeremy sitting at home.
I don't think he was ever fat. He doesn't look like he was ever a
you
fat
You don't think
guy.
So?
No.
That's
no.
too bad.
I don't think hockey players have ever had a fat stage.
No.
I mean, they're all
I don't. Yeah,
because
you get up early
they
in the morning
be husky,
skate
but
all
they're
day.
Not yeah. fat.
Yep.
Yeah,
never.
But are we confident in Jeremy Swayman? Do we believe he's a new human and he's in a good place and all
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot.
No, I don't. I mean, he said that 5 months ago.
Yeah. over in the worlds of something,
A lot can change between, you know, 5 months and now.
Plus, I need him to be good on NHL ice, not world whatever ice across the pond where Jeremy Swayman
I still need
was.
Some convincing.
Yeah, me too.
So to clarify that just slightly, so that clip was collected from yesterday after the captain's practice. So he doubled down on the fact that he's a brand new person.
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot.
That's not the old cut.
That's the new one.
He basically verbatim.
He's still impersonating himself, which is, I think, to borrow from something that they talk about on the morning show, I believe is a douche move.
Yeah, I don't know if it's douchey. It's weird. And I know goalies are different. Goalies are unique. And I'll put this where I put everything else. Mm. He can call himself Jeremy Swayman all he wants if he goes out and stops pucks. But last year, what was the stat we were keeping track of last year, Dan? Was it games with more than 5 goals allowed or something like that?
Yes, and he had more of those than shutouts on the season.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
So stop that. Stop the puck. Stop those statistical anomalies. Be a good goalie again.
At least we don't have the major issues going into this year like we had last year, which were Jeremy Swayman holdout.
Yep.
And then you had a coach on a lame duck contract. So we don't have a lame duck coach, and we don't have Jeremy Swayman having a holdout. So they should get off to a better start than they did last year.
Sure about that?
I'm not exactly sure, but
Jeremy Swayman is in a great spot.
Swayman is not sure about that. I don't care if he calls himself Professor Hockey Pants, Mr. Gaga, whatever. Stop more pucks
stop
than
pucks.
You don't. Yeah, just stop the pucks. Who cares?
Yeah, for every problem that they solved from last year, they created new ones in the talent that they don't have. Yeah. So we'll see where they go here in 2020.
But no, they're going for the number one pick.
Yes, absolutely. Gavin McKenna, future Boston Bruin. I believe in the frozen envelope theory, so I think he's coming to Boston. But we can leave that one there. And I ask you, Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready?
Nick Stevens is completely ready.
Okay, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so we've been talking an awful lot about a whole bunch of different players and the impact they may or may not have Sunday. Most recently, of course, Christian Gonzalez, who will now officially not play in the Patriots home opener against the Raiders. We've made a lot of Travion Henderson, and could the rookie running back have impact in the return game, the passing game, the running game? Steph Diggs, Kayshon Booty, Hunter Henry. There's one person on the Patriots offense we have not talked about at all, basically, for the last several weeks, and that's de facto starting running back Ramondre Stevenson. We haven't talked about him at all. No mention whatsoever as to what offensive impact he may have on Sunday. And we know he was the starter last year, and he balled out in the opener against the Bengals. 120 of 125 yards that he gained were after first contact. Of course, later in the season, injuries and him putting the ball on the carpet got the best of him. And we wondered if they'd even be kept around now. Well, we know Mike Vrabel does not like error repeaters, and he does not like expensive error repeaters. And considering what kind of offseason Ramondre had, I think he's out to prove something, and I think he's out to rediscover his love of the game and earn that contract. So, Ramondre Stevenson, now officially, in my mind, a sneaky sleeper for an impactful player Sunday.
I think Fitzy was reading my Patriots awards list for later, because you might hear me talk about Ramondre Stevenson, and it might be in agreement with the tone of what you just said. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Ted, you follow this stuff very closely. We all do, of course, but you do. He fumbled in the in-stadium practice. Not since, correct?
I have not heard him
practice anything.
That he's fumbled, no. Since.
Now, he missed a little time in there, so that's a little...
it was a bad fumble, too, in the second level. Not good. Well, not good.
But it's not like it's kept happening and repeated. And, again, he missed some time, so I don't know how many reps
we're talking about. We're not allowed to the practices anymore, so maybe it happened in practice. It's not happening.
Let's be positive.
And we've been banned from UNC.
Sure-handed. Right. He's sure-handed Ramondre Stevenson. I'm with Fitzy. I think he's ready for a good year. I like the leaner, meaner look of him.
Yep.
I like the idea that there is the potential for some sort of a rotation. So if he's gassed, I don't think there's going to be this need for him to be the guy. Bring in Travion Henderson. Bring in Antonio Gibson. So fresher is often better. Like, look at Detroit, right? Detroit's the perfect, what do they call it, Sonic and Knuckles or whatever Jones and Keefe love to throw around out there. When you have a couple running backs you really trust, I do think that can allow you to get better out of each of them.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's very difficult for a defense to defend two different guys stylistically because you get used to one style and then they hit you with something else. Mm-hmm. It's on one play it's thunder. On the next play it's lightning. Back to thunder. Back to lightning.
Ted's confused.
Tough.
I didn't know that we were mixing.
What does Jeremy Swayman think about all this?
Are you out of your mind?
Can I give a quick response to our earlier discussion
Always.
For early candidate of text of the day, 617? only implants can turn A into a C. I enjoyed that line.
Hey-o. Hi-ho.
All right. Maybe working on the tight five on the text line today.
Always go one size bigger, too. Just
little advice just, from
little
Ted
advice
Johnson.
For you out there.
Just, all right. Let's move on. Okay.
You think you want C's, you really want D's. All right.
Ted Johnson.
I'm a connoisseur. I know.
Now any other topic for your three-point stance is going to be a utter disappointment.
I know. Let's give it a try.
Okay. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Teddy J is ready. Yes. Here we go. All right, so report yesterday afternoon that Bill Belichick was banning Patriot scouts from the facility. A lot of us talked about it. We scrutinized that. We couldn't believe it. And then the Doug Kide report came out at the end of the show, which just is unbelievable to me, that he talked to somebody, a source within the UNC athletic team or athletic facility that said that multiple sources confirmed that the UNC athletic department is keeping the Patriots out of the facilities, and so they kind of doubled down on that to kind of confirm that. And it was interesting because we were talking about what Robert Kraft's interview that he had with Dan Roach on Wednesday, standing out front of Tom Brady's statue, and it was kind of a random interview. It was the only thing that was discussed was when Roachy asked him Robert Kraft about the statue. He says this. When that great 20-year era ended, it was always my intention to commission a statue for both Tommy and Bill, with their respective careers were over, playing and coaching. When Bill's coaching career ends, we look forward to sitting down with him and having a statue made to be right next to Tommy. The timing of it was weird. It was kind of out of the blue. And Andy, you put something in my head, and I think you're exactly right. Because the report yesterday that the Patriots were not allowed in to UNC facilities, the Patriot scouts knew that before Kraft gave that interview on Wednesday. And my guess is that interview that Robert Kraft did with Dan Roach on Wednesday about putting a statue up of Bill was a concerted effort to get the higher moral ground on this kind of Game of Thrones billionaire survivor type thing that we got playing out between the Kraft and Belichick. It's fascinating. I love it. I'm here for it. And I hope to see more of it.
Robert's playing chess and Bill's stuck playing checkers.
Woo!
Robert is one step ahead.
It was a great chess move.
100%.
Great chess move.
He looks like the bigger man, the magnanimous man, like he is olive branch out there, and Bill's scrambling. He looks petty for the second time in like 2 weeks. When we go back to the NFL, has owners and owners' sons that are problems to deal with. He's losing football games. It really is amazing. And then you add to it the ESPN story that contacted Mike Lombardi for comment, and he just said good luck and hung up. They are they're struggling.
It's amazing to me that they would put those words out there. The way he was treated poorly, so this is how they react?
Right.
It's just, Bill's, for him to show his hand as much as he's doing it, he's usually a guy that likes to play it close to the vest. All bets are off. The gloves are off. He's showing his hand more than he ever has. So, fascinating story.
Yeah.
I think I speak on behalf of all Patriots fans when I say I understand why this is content and how and why everyone in this room, the booth, the station, et cetera, would want to continue to chop it up and lick their chops and get into it. But I think most Patriots fans are just desperate for this thing to be over, because this sucks. It's just continuing to mar and stomp all and wipe their feet on something that they loved and based their life around for two freaking decades.
Well, and it also won't let it have like closure and a hard ending. It's like the bickering keeps going. It extends the story. If it just went quiet for a year, 18 months, then you could get back to, boy, Bill was a great coach, right? Like, you just forget about the documentary and the barbs. Just go back to Bill was a great coach. But
it'll never lay fallow, Andy. It's never going to lay fallow, because it's going to be one person launching a salvo back to the other one person with a fake olive branch. It sucks.
If you sit the Kraft and Bill in a room with a therapist, the therapist would probably say, eventually, someone's got to be the adult. Who can someone be the adult here? Because this will never end.
Do you think they could do that? No. Like, that's apparently what happened with Tom and Bill. Is the Bucks game? He was here. He went into the locker room. It was reported 20 minutes, whatever it was, and they found a middle ground, reconciliation, whatever.
Yeah, who initiated it?
Bill?
It was Bill. Bill walked over to the Tampa Bay locker room, not the other way around. It'd have to be Bill that extends the olive branch. It can't be Robert Kraft.
But do you think it would even work? Like, if they sat down in a room together right now, yes, just the two of them.
It would.
You think they would figure out a way?
If Bill went to Kraft and said, hey, Robert, can we just bury the hatchet? Let's just move on with our lives. I guarantee you Robert would be all for it. Okay. Absolutely all for it. But it has to be Bill going to Kraft.
Doesn't sound like he's ready to do that. This is so newsy, though, that Mike Vrabel held his regular Friday press conference today, and he was asked about this situation reportedly of Patriot scouts being banned at UNC.
Probably not, but I'll hear you out.
Bill Belichick banning your scouts from UNC.
Oh, no, that's an individual choice, and, you know, we'll cross that bridge, you know, when we start looking at players. I want to focus on our football team, and that's their prerogative to make the decisions that they feel like are best for them, and then we'll have to find other ways to get the information for any players that we want to look at North Carolina.
Oh, you cut it off. And then he said, luckily, they don't have any good players, so we're not going to worry. No, he didn't. I'm just kidding. But that was a weird answer, Dan Ball. You chimed in my ear like, individual choice? What does that mean?
Like, but he said it so profoundly. Like, oh, yeah, that's just an individual choice. Like, that makes any sense in the world.
It doesn't really.
I think he's saying that's Bill being Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one person. It's not an entire university.
Now, I will say, as more information came out about this story yesterday, it was kind of developing before our eyes yesterday. There were other scouts that said Bill is limiting all scouts' access. When you're there, you can only talk to, like, their recruiting coordinator, one other person. You don't get access to the coaches. You don't get access
Those guys should be able to sit through all practices.
Mm, yeah. So,
other college coaches have, like, Urban Meyer, I think, banned scouts from banned them from wearing blue. You couldn't wear blue shirts as a scout. I'm telling you, because it was from Michigan. And then there was some other. I think Nick Saban banned. He was trying to protest the NFL or something. Because I was looking into it yesterday.
Yeah, no, there's been little, but not to this
not
degree.
To this, not to,
and
yeah,
for
not
me,
a specific team.
Look, not to the guy who said
his guy to the end.
He is loyal. You got to appreciate his loyalty. Yeah, he goes down with the ship. But this the other factor in this is what Ted talked about. Like Bill proclaiming, we're the 33rd team. I'm going to get you NFL ready better than anyone at the college level. Except, how can I get you NFL ready if I'm not letting the NFL see that you're ready? There's a weird disconnect there that I'm not sure.
At the first disconnect.
Yeah, no. Oh, no.
This is kind of what he does.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of this.
I think I'd honestly rather sit through a 24-hour marathon of Super Bowl 42 than a North Carolina practice and scouting recruit mission. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, there's not. Yes, Dan Ball.
I loved this from the ESPN story today, too. UNC's college relations website says that, quote, scouts will have zero access to coaches and other personnel people. The term zero access appears three times on UNC's college relations website, a page accessible only to NFL personnel.
You think it's
scouting?
Full cast. Who does he think he has down there? Lawrence Taylor 2.0, Micah Parsons 3.0, the next Tom Brady? Seriously.
Man, you'd like to think that somebody out of the 105 is NFL caliber, maybe special teamer, or coverage
did
guy.
Did you see anybody NFL caliber out there last Monday?
Yeah, on TCU.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Ah, baby to it.
617-779-7937 if you want to react to any of our three-point stances. But it is Friday. It's 3:30. That means coming up next, Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joins us to talk about the Patriots. He'll tell us who he's picking in Sunday's season opener against the Raiders and more. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, tell us what's trending.